RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 44 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo will be back on Friday. We'll join him again on Monday. Garrett is in for Dylan behind the glass. He's in New York City seeing the Stranger Things play. Good for him. I'm a little jealous.
I was so taken aback by this. I was like, where are you headed? I'm going to New York to see a Stranger Things play.
I'm a little upset because there is a piece to that play like you need to know to understand all of it. So
I'm what?
They put the story of a character in this play. So you have to understand that to understand the rest of it. But there's enough influencers and TikTokers to explain it to me. I just want to see it myself.
I'm so like, what? There's so many layers to this thing.
I know.
Why?
It keeps going. Because it's fun. Because
well, I guess why wouldn't you?
It's the Taylor Swift of TV now because there's so many Easter eggs and all this,
right.
this stuff going
right.
on.
Right. It's an interactive experience.
Yeah.
There was something, Dylan was explaining to me something too where he got the wrong tickets for his New York trip because one of them was already sold out. So he's actually seeing the finale in the theater before his trip to New York. I don't know. It's a lot of craziness, but I hope he has a good time.
I do too. There are so many layers to it. Like there are Stranger Things commercials now on TV and apparently they're linked to the show. Like the actors and actresses are taking on these campaigns. Like there's one in a Tide Pods commercial and it links. I don't want to give anything away, but it links to the show. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
What do you mean it links to the show? That just because they're actors in the show or it's like part of the storyline?
It's kind of.
Have you watched this show, Garrett? Like, are you up to date on this show?
Not fully up to date. I haven't watched the most recent season, but
yeah.
I watched the other ones.
That way I don't feel out of the loop, man.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, and I normally don't
I
don't normally get in on this stuff. So the person that's the most proud of me right now is one Grant McCauley.
He's like,
you are so in on this. I love it.
Grant's so such a unique guy, that Grant McCauley. Last night, Arch was mad about a call where somebody's leg was getting twisted, and he was like, you're not allowed to twist them like that. And Grant, just in the background, just as dry as ever, goes, well, usually the show I watch on Monday nights, you're allowed to twist legs and pin guys down for a while. And I started cackling at that. I was like, I don't even know who he's talking to, but I heard him, and I thought it was hilarious.
Of course, he's referring to Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw. He's like, yeah, I usually watch show on Monday night where you can do that. Good stuff.
If you have never been to a live event for the WWE, by the way, you should go. It is fun.
I've been with Bo Johnson before. I went to Money Nitro, which was the WCW version back when I was a kid. I was obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And the Raven was a big wrestler back then. He used to walk out through the crowd. I like followed him out, ran down the concourse. And there was at one point Sting was in the rafters right over the top of my head with the spotlight
down.
On him. Yep. Yeah, I mean, it was just, I used to be all into that life. I was Sting like 3 straight years for Halloween.
Really?
Yeah, black trench coat and everything.
I mean, it's such a spectacle to go to those shows. Raw is coming to Atlanta, by the way. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Got to say it again. Falcons beat the Rams on Monday Night Football, 27-24. One thing I've been meaning to ask you about today, Mike, is the fourth quarter Puka Nacua catch.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Non-catch.
Yeah.
Did you see, like, could you see that he had dropped it? Because I was holding my breath. I don't think I blinked while it went under review.
Such a strange catch for a number of different reasons. And it wasn't necessarily that he dropped it. It was almost like his hand and his body both came off the ball at the same time, but it just hovered in place long enough for his hand and his body to come back together.
Yeah.
I was checking the socials last night as we were doing the post-game show, and it was almost like if you didn't like if you weren't like a Falcons fan, just NFL in general, just fans out there just watching a Monday Night Football game, it's like they wanted it to be a catch because it was so cool. You know, it was like, oh, that's a catch. I'm like, not really, but I can see where you'd be rooting for it to be a catch because it was such an incredible effort.
Was this the same energy as, was it Florida, when Georgia was playing Florida, where there was a catch, non-catch, and everyone went back and forth?
Yes, and there was definitely that, and there was also the touchdown, no touchdown with Auburn and Georgia.
Yeah.
Where it was like, you just believe what you want to believe at this point. You know, nobody really even knows. I think there was a clear loss of control in this effort, however, for Puka. And, you know, that was probably the difference in the game right there at the end.
Yes, it was.
It's just crazy to think back if that had actually landed as a catch, you know, and it was upheld on review. You can't challenge that inside of 2 minutes. So that's a booth review, and to me, they made the right call. I can see where if you're a Rams fan, you're like, man, he had that. He caught that ball. I get it, but by the rule, he didn't maintain control.
Yeah.
So
I saw that all over social, too. It was like, this is the greatest NFL non-catch ever.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be said about it. Yeah. I thought it was incredible. I was watching. I was like, oh, God. You know, and when you hear, I said this a minute ago, when we're back at the studio, you're listening to Wes and Dave live, but the video feed, TV feed's like a minute behind.
Yeah.
So you're listening to them describe it, and Arch is like, did he catch that? No, he didn't catch that. He might have caught that. Oh, my gosh. And then you're like, okay, I can't wait to see what's happening here. And then you finally see it, and you have the same reaction Dave did. You're like, oh, my God, did he catch that? No way. Thank goodness, though, they did not overturn that, because that was a massive point in the game, and that would have made me really sad. That would have made me really sad.
This morning would have been a little bit different. It would have been a little bit different.
Vibes would have been a little bit different, possibly.
Is there anything left about this game you haven't gotten to say yet, Mike?
No, I'm really, the former player in me gets really excited about this scenario. And I mentioned this earlier a little bit, and I think it bears talking about again. When you look at why these guys are playing, I think there can be a fan standpoint where, well, they're playing for the coach, or they're, you know, or the opposite. Like, hey, these guys have cashed in for the year. It's you know, Cancun on three. There's so much about this locker room where I think, and Kirk said this a little bit last night, they're playing for one another. You don't know what situation the guy is in next to you. And this is the ultimate team game. There's 11 players on offense, defense, special teams, whatever it may be. Kirk owes it to Drake London to get his numbers or whatever it is, to get that extension, or throw the ball to Kyle Pitts because, you know, he's got a contract in front of him and he's going to be a free agent. I think if you're, you know, if you're Ruka Rororo, you owe it to David Onyemata or Caden Ellis or one of these other pending free agents and you know, what the future is for this defense. So I just really think these guys last night did a good job playing for one another and blocking out all the other noise. They're so good in primetime. They're so good in the red helmets. Yep. They're so good against the best teams in the NFL, honestly. When you look at the Buffalo Bills, and you could have beat the New England Patriots, right, possibly, and you know, the Rams.
Close.
The Colts was close. It just, there were so many different things about this win last night that just felt really good. Mm-hmm. And I think it stinks that the playoffs is not happening, but back off of it, enjoy the win, and it was good to get one.
And we are trying to jump in here trying to do my best Squidbilly impression. I just can't do it very well. I was going to come in here hot with it, and I was like, I don't know.
What do you drive, a Honda? You don't have to say what kind it is or what color.
Just Toyota.
Toyota, okay. He drove in on the W Sauce Toyota? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Did he have the truck situation figured out yet?
Yes.
Yeah, he does, man. He's got a new rig. Yeah, he's pretty stoked about it.
Don't talk about vehicles, because morning shift vehicles
are
cursed right
place,
now.
Man.
Everybody got a replacement, and then I got in a wreck. So
all of us had a rental at the same time at one point.
What is going on? Right now. Yeah. I know. Don't talk about your vehicle, otherwise it'll happen to you.
Within a two-week window, we all had a loaner. It was crazy.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, hopefully I will change the topic very quickly to something that is a little bit more fun. How about the Pop-Tart Bowl? I was able to go down there for all those festivities.
Yes.
BYU, they get the big one over Georgia Tech. Kind of a bummer there for the Yellow Jackets. But at the same time, is that not the greatest thing in the world?
It really is.
It is so much fun. And when I tell you, it is so much better in person. It is so much better in person. You have these guys running around the field. You have the Pop-Tart who jumped off the end of the toaster.
Slamming strawberry.
Exactly. And I see this guy. I'm down in the tunnel, right? So I'm walking into the press conference. I'm about to set this up. And I'm like, I got to watch jump into the toaster and do all that other stuff.
They're being sacrificed.
Right, exactly. And I just see all of a sudden this guy just disappears. I'm like, where the hell did he go? Because I can't hear really anything down there. It's like something, I don't know what's happening. And then I just see him sprinting all over the field. He's all over the place. And then I'm like, that's strange. Like, what's going on? And I'm like, okay, cool. And I just like walked away. And I looked to my left. And then wouldn't you know, it's the Buff strawberry Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
About
the slamming strawberry.
Kind of projectile out there, and he was just he looks like he was about to pass out. He was running wind sprints up and down the field. No, but the whole point is, I mean, this game is fun, and this is what bowl games are supposed to be. They're supposed to be an exhibition. They're supposed to be two teams who play really hard and play for their teammates. You know, you talk about these guys like Drake London and Kirk Cousins playing for each other. That's what Georgia Tech and BYU are doing in this game, and I mean, that is what college football is in the bowl season. And the Pop-Tarts are also just a lot of fun.
Real quick, because we only got like 10 seconds, Chip Kelly takes the OC job at Northwestern. Yes. Does this mean that Chris Winkie is in line to get the job at Georgia Tech?
So Chip Kelly's interview did not go all that great, according to people who I'm familiar with.
Interesting.
He was removed from consideration pretty quickly.
Wow.
It was never going to be Chip Kelly.
Wow. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
According to what I heard.
Can't imagine. Somebody didn't like Chip Kelly? I can't imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never heard that scenario play out before.
I do have a conspiracy theory about the Pop-Tart sacrifice. Ooh. Because they jump in the toaster and they come out as edible Pop-Tarts, right?
Yeah,
for teams.
Like
also
cake.
Got a bite of those.
Nice.
How was it?
I'll show you some. I'll show you.
Oh, yes.
I have a feeling someone messed up the Slammin' Strawberry one, and that's why he was like, nope, I'm going to refuse. And he had to run off because there wasn't one.
No, that whole thing's way too well choreographed.
Nope.
Nobody messed it up.
They had a freaking puffy, whatever you call it, the thing that you jump on. I don't know, the tumblers.
A bounce house or something?
Yeah, he jumped onto that on the backside.
No, I understand that, but I think they're like the baker was like, I messed up this Pop-Tart. You can't sacrifice.
You get the muscles.
No,
yeah, you can't
I'm not
sacrifice
going with
the
that.
Strawberry one.
No, it's setting up for 2026. That's what it's
doing. It's a storyline, like WWE, but Pop-Tart.
Or like Stranger Things.
All right, got it. We're
Broadway
story
show.
Building.
Pop-Tart's the Broadway
world
show.
Building. Well, I want to say congratulations to Todd and McDonough. Won the tickets to the boat show. You can grab yours at atlantaboatshow.com. That's going to do it for us for the year, Mike.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So for Mike, for Bo, for Garrett, for Dylan, and for myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
eat your Pop-Tarts in 2026.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.